You're listening to Crimecast 20, part 2 of a 3-part interview with Jan Monroe, wife of freeway killer James Monroe. Jan has quite an interesting story. I hope you'll pay attention. Get on crimeandcookies.com if you haven't heard part 1, or you are going to want to hear part 3. That's where you want to go. crimeandcookies.com. Jan Monroe.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, so, well, let's talk. Let's talk about James Monroe.
Okay.
Your hubby, you haven't spoke with him yet, huh?
Oh, I did tonight.
You spoke with him for the first time on the phone?
Yeah.
Wow, how was that? It was like your, then I guess that's the equivalent to your honeymoon.
Yeah, that's probably about it for now.
Well, do you ever see a day that he'll get out?
Well, I'm not sure. It just depends on what probation does, because one keeps fighting it.
Who keeps fighting it?
The Wells family.
And who's that?
That was the last one that was killed that he was there at.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know what they'll say this time.
So they actively go to the... what, prison review board?
And fight it.
How many times has he been up for parole?
Let's see. I'm not sure. About 6 times that I know of. I think it's every 4 years.
How long has he been in?
26 years.
Wow.
Since he's 18, he's 44 now, so... That's a long time.
He's 44 years old?
Yeah.
Holy moly. That happened a long time ago.
Yeah, when he was 18.
So we're talking about the freeway killers.
Yeah.
And you're Mrs. Monroe.
Yeah.
And tonight's the first night you spoke with him on the phone.
Yes.
How long have you been married to him?
Let's see, since June 1st.
So you've been married, how many months is that? What is that, 6 months?
6 months.
You've been married to him 6 months, and you've only spoken to him through mail.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. So you talked to him tonight?
Yeah, earlier.
And what did he say?
Oh, not much. He just asked me how I'm doing, and said he's glad to talk to me finally.
And how long?
We have 15 minutes to talk, so.
Oh, really? So it was a... So anything important?
No, just wanted to hear his voice, mostly.
And how did he sound?
Sounded pretty good. He's got a little bit of an accent. I was not the voice I expected.
What kind of accent does he have?
I don't know, kind of like back east somewhere. Kind of like my stepdad from Kentucky.
Oh, so he has a southern accent.
Yeah.
Interesting. And he's from Michigan.
Yeah.
So he must be hanging around a lot of Southerners in the jail cell there, huh?
Yeah.
So you're telling me that he could get out in parole or probation any 4 years, but what family fights it now?
The Wells family.
And they're the...
I can't remember the boy's name,
That was the victim.
That was the last victim, yeah.
That James helped with.
Yeah. Or I don't know, he didn't help, but he was there. I don't know exactly, other than he helped him move the body.
Well, didn't you write his book recently?
Yeah, I sent it to you.
Yeah, right. I didn't get a chance to read it all, but I mean, I've read a lot of, I think I've even read his stories where he says he helped tie him down.
Yeah, I've read some of those too.
So he helped?
Yeah, basically he helped.
You know, yeah, I mean, what did he think was going to happen when he tied up this little kid?
What?
What did he think was going to happen when he tied this kid up?
I don't think that he thought anything.
What was that?
I don't think he was thinking.
Yeah, I mean, you have to think to tie a rope. I mean...
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking.
You know what I mean? I
don't know if he was afraid of it, or he was just going along, or he just... I don't know what he thought it then.
And that's interesting.
I don't know what I'd even be thinking either.
So the whole freeway
the freeway killers, how many were there? There were four?
Four.
Could you name them off?
Yeah. There's William Vaughn and Gregory Butts. I mean, not Gregory Butts, but Gregory Miley and Vernon Butts.
Did you snicker at his last name being Butts?
Yeah, I'll still laugh if I see it.
It's sort of funny because they were ass rapers, huh?
Yeah, he fit in.
So his name, Butts on Butts. He could have wrote a book, Butts on Butts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this Gregory Miley, is that his name?
Yeah.
That's the one that James, your husband, doesn't want you to write.
Yeah.
Why is that?
He just said he didn't like him. I don't know why. He hasn't told me why. He just said that he didn't like him because he brags about the crime still.
Oh, really?
That's why he told me he didn't like him.
I see.
I wrote to him and Gregory wrote back.
What did Gregory say to you?
Not much. He just says that he didn't want James to have his address and that anything between us, what we write. And he only wrote just a short note and asked for stamps.
Do you still write him?
I wrote him back, yeah. But I haven't heard from him the second time yet.
Oh, really? So you wrote him back even though James asked you not to?
Well, because I can't. Just when I write something and get their hopes up, you're going to write to him, and then all of a sudden don't write to him. I don't want to do that. Because when he told me, I'd already sent the letter because I didn't know his address. I found it.
Sure.
I'd already written to him, and I don't want to abandon people when I say I'm going to write.
I understand.
He knows I wrote him. I told him. So he's just going to have to trust me.
Yeah.
I don't dig information out of him or nothing. I don't ask any of him anything.
Dig information out of who?
Gregory Miley about James, about Jimmy or any of the other things.
No, I've got some papers that I have from James Monroe where he talks. Yeah, where he talks about Gregory Miley and him being in jail together. That's when he met Gregory Miley.
I thought he met him before that. Because he knew him when... I thought he knew him before they even went to jail or the last crime was even committed because they went to Gregory Butts' house and Miley was supposedly there.
Well, let me see here. Let me find it. Do you have any papers that he sent you? Has he sent you any poetry?
A couple. But I only got a couple of poems.
Yeah, when did you meet Vernon Butts and Greg Miley? And his answer is, I met Vernon Butts the night Bonin killed Stephen Wells. I met Miley in jail. And that's his handwriting and his answer.
I'm going to ask him about it, but between us, I was asking when he happened to meet that guy.
Yeah, because that's what he has here. And he also has that Gregory Miley continues to rape and sodomize people in prison.
Yeah, I read that somewhere, too, on the Internet.
Oh, really?
That he wrote about Greg Miley on the Internet.
Oh, where at?
Where you found it.
SK Central?
I don't remember where I find it. I'm everywhere.
I got these letters from Joe. Joe from SK Central. I bought his serial killer collection.
Oh.
And he has a bunch of this stuff in there. How did you adapt to prison? And your husband answers, it was very difficult. Now it's a little easier. But it gets very lonely in here when you have no one to help you out.
Yeah.
What do you do to pass the time? I read a lot, and I watch TV when I can. I'm trying to have someone buy me a TV set, but no luck yet. I go to the yard to get fresh air. So has he sent you any poetry?
Just a couple of different poems, but I don't remember the name of them.
You don't have any in front of you, huh?
No, they're in I've got all my letters. I've got over 1,200 letters in there. I'd have to look through them all.
Wow.
Of different people, not just him.
Oh, yeah, so you have 1,200 letters from various serial killers?
Yeah. They're not all serial killers, but 15 or so are.
Wow.
I just wrote to a new one, but I haven't heard back yet.
That's a big investment in time and money.
Yeah, but At least they know that somebody in the world cares.
Oh, yeah.
About them.
That's a wild one, honey.
Yeah.
You know, I've written to them here and there, but it's to get something out of them.
I could sell things of theirs, but I never would. I'm just a different person you'll never know again. I help people, even them and everybody. Kids, everybody.
And is that because you're lonely?
No, I just like to help people.
I see.
My life is okay. I just like a simple life, like just riding on my bike and going to eat or typing letters or being on the computer. Not much to make me happy, and I have my four kids.
Yeah, right. And a couple of your daughters write to the serial killers with you, right?
Yeah.
That's an interest you guys share?
Well, it wasn't. They just invited them to write, and they did on their own. I didn't ask them to.
The serial killers have?
Yeah.
Do you ever send them photos of your kids?
Yeah.
Do you know they use that stuff in prison as a cash?
No, mine wouldn't be worth nothing.
Why, they're not good looking?
Oh, I'm kidding. I don't know, you'll have to go look on the author's page of my book, my picture's on it.
Oh, not yours, but your children's pictures.
Oh, they're worth it, yeah.
I mean, you know, what I'm saying is in prison, a lot of the prisoners use that stuff as cash. And
didn't know that.
They'll trade it off to other people. So they call them, what is that called, beat sheets. They call them beat sheets so they could masturbate to them.
Well, I wouldn't want them to do that to my kids. Me, I could care less. Well, that's what they want to do. But there's only like four of them that have them pictures.
Yeah, I wish you had some poetry from James that you could...
I could scan it later on and send it to you.
I'd rather hear it from you.
I just don't have it here, and I'd have to look through all them letters. If you call again, I'll have them out.
Oh, yeah? I can call back in maybe 10 minutes or so. How long is it going to take you?
Oh, I meant tomorrow. I'll never find them now because I've got like all those.
Oh, that's cool.
I'd have to look through them all, and I don't know where they're at the moment.
Right on. So tell me about this book you're writing.
It's just the words that he had me type in the book about Bonin, and a couple of chapters are mine, though, that I wrote myself, just on stalking and serial murders.
Any good passages out of the book that you could read?
Well, I don't even got the book. It's on the disc.
Huh.
My daughter's on the computer right now. So.
Which daughter?
April.
Is that one of the ones that writes the serial killers?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Only a few letters is all. They don't like to write much.
No?
Anyone. They've only wrote a couple letters. My mom, a couple.
How old is April?
19.
Right on.
She'll be 20 in February. She says she's 20 already, but she won't be till February 5th.
Is she interested in Mr. Monroe?
No, I don't know. She's wrote him a couple of times.
Yeah?
Yeah, she likes him, she said.
Well, let me talk to her.
She'll talk to you. I don't know. Hold on.
All right.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi.
What's your name?
April.
April, and you're 20 in February, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Where are you guys from?
St. George, Utah.
Where?
St. George, Utah.
Oh, right on. I forgot it was Utah. I thought it was out south for a second. So what do you think about James Monroe?
He's nice.
Yeah, you don't have any issues. Are you a religious person?
No.
So do you get off? I mean, is it cool writing some of these people? Do you like that?
I think they deserve it.
Why?
Because they're still people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good reason. Yeah. So you're trying to give them a little ray of light in their lonely lives?
Yeah.
That's cool. Who else do you write?
Who is the one I wrote? Arthur Shawcross and Randall Woodfield.
Wow, you wrote Arthur Shawcross, huh?
Yeah.
What does he have to say to you?
He drew me a picture.
Do any of these guys ever get perverse with you?
Huh?
Do any of these guys get perverted in their mail to you?
Mm-mm.
Huh, I'm surprised. So they're very innocent correspondence, friendly stuff?
Yep.
Wow, that's crazy. I guess. I write serial killers. You know, I've just never met a mother and daughter team. What do you think about your mom being married to James Monroe?
I think it's really cool.
Why?
Because, I don't know. Just because it is.
Are you guys known for this around where you live? Do people know you do this, or do you keep it on the down low?
Some people.
What do they think? Do they think it's creepy or what?
No.
Well, I have that problem myself. When anyone finds out I write to serial killers, they think I'm creepy.
Well, some people think it's weird.
What are you eating there?
Cheetos. Sorry. I'm talking and eating at the same time.
It's okay with me. I love Cheetos. Yeah, I was just interested I'm interested in your mom's book and stuff like that, so I was interested in hearing from you. I just wondered, how'd you get into writing these characters? Through your mom?
Yeah.
And you just do this...
I've known about them.
So you just do this as a good-natured thing?
Yeah.
What do you think of their crimes? What do you think of, like, Arthur Shawcross? He's convicted of, like, raping and killing prostitutes and cutting off their vaginas and stuff?
Prostitutes? That's who he killed?
Yeah.
Arthur? I don't think it's right, but they shouldn't have done what he was doing.
So you don't agree with the crimes, huh?
I do, but I don't.
Oh, you do agree with the crimes?
Yeah.
So you don't think there's anything wrong with him killing prostitutes, huh?
No, no. No one should be killed.
What?
No one should deserve to be killed.
Oh, okay. So what do you mean you do and you don't agree with the crimes?
The prostitutes shouldn't be doing what they do, but then they don't deserve to die.
Sure. So the prostitutes sort of put themselves in a bad position, huh?
Yeah.
Do you read about these people that you write to?
I've read about them. They come on TV sometimes. Stories about them.
Is it exciting to you?
Yeah. I like to learn about it. What happened.
Do you ever try to figure out why you're interested in that stuff?
I don't know why.
I don't know. I thought, you know, my whole thought has been that it's all like, it's, you know, my thought on why people are so interested in serial killers and crime is because it's sort of human nature to kill, you know. I mean, like animals kill each other. And
yeah.
So we're animals as humans, and so maybe it's human nature, and it's something, there's something exciting about the sex about it, you know, because there's sex involved in it. So you start thinking, oh, this person had sex and, you know, stuff like that. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that?
Same thing.
What?
Same thing. I don't know.
Oh, I hear you. It's strange stuff, though, huh?
Yeah.
And James Monroe, you know what he did?
No.
Oh, you don't know what he did to be in jail?
Uh-uh.
Oh, they were helping. You don't. You should look up the freeway killers on the internet.
Oh, yeah, I know what James did.
Oh, okay.
I think.
What?
He was like the accomplishment.
Yeah, in a gay, sadistic murders, gay rape murders or whatever.
Yeah.
That's some bizarre stuff, huh?
Yeah, a little bit.
Right on. Well, you know, I appreciate talking to you.
No problem.
Yeah, well, thanks for talking.
Okay.
Anything else to say?
No.
I'd love to hear your thoughts on all this.
No, I haven't.
Well, baloney. What, you can't say them because your mom's there?
Uh-uh.
Oh. You guys have a good relationship? You can be honest in front of her?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool. That's unusual. You don't think it is?
No.
Oh, well, for most kids I know, they bullshit around their parents all the time.
Huh. Not me.
Well, right on. Well, it was okay. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you. I'm going to hand the phone back to my mom.
Excellent.
Okay, you have a great night.
You too.
Bye.
Hello?
Hey.
Hello. I was going to ask you a question. Is this interview recorded?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I just get one to the last one about what I talked about them other people, because they can be pretty thinking I'm not trustworthy. Well, I just wanted the information about Jimmy on here or whatever.
Oh, right. I understand. What?
Where does it go to after? Does it go on the radio?
Well, sometimes. I don't know yet. I'm not done talking to you and everything, so...
Well, I didn't know. I just wanted to... That was all I wondered.
You know, sometimes I put it in a magazine, maybe sometimes on the radio. It just depends.
I saw you had a book out.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple of them out.
I wonder how that works. I just already put that one on that site, Lulu or whatever.
Oh, well, yeah. The Dorothea Puente Cooking with the Serial Killer.
Yeah, I don't even know of her.
Well, she's a good one. She's interesting. So that was your daughter, huh?
Yeah.
And she's 19, going to be 20.
Yeah.
And you sort of turned her on to write into these characters.
Well, she asked, actually.
Right on.
If she could.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, and what does she do with it? Do you think she'll ever write a book?
I don't know. She's busy working.
Where does she work?
She works at a Hollywood video store.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, she just ran to the Green River Killer. I never heard a whole lot about him, but...
Oh, yeah, what's his name?
Gary Ridgway or something.
You ever write to him?
No, I haven't.
He looks interesting. He sounds interesting.
Yeah.
He got away with it for a long time.
Quite a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I did find that Zodiac killer, I guess.
That's right. So tell me about James and your book and everything real quick.
What's in it, or...
Well, yeah, just your whole trip on the whole thing.
Well, he's the one that asked me to write it. And he just wanted the people to know what the truth was about what actually happened. And where he got from A to B, I guess, from hitchhiking to the prison.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of that stuff laying in front of me. A bunch of his stories and stuff like that that he's written. Have you ever seen... Now, hold on a second. You know, I actually had this stuff organized before I called you. Have you ever heard the story, My Horny Aunt?
No, not that one. I heard about that teacher. Read about that teacher, though.
Which one?
No, Teacher's Lust or something.
Did you actually read the story?
I read it, yeah. It wasn't true.
What?
I asked if that was true or not. You said it wasn't, but I don't know if it is or isn't.
What do you mean? It wasn't true that he wrote it?
No, it wasn't true. The story wasn't true. He just made it up.
What do you think about him writing stories like that?
Well, I don't know. That's before I knew him, but I don't mind.
Yeah, I've got the Teacher's Lust here, and then I have the My Horny Aunt.
I never read that one. Where did he send that to you, or is it on the internet?
He sent it to Joe.
Oh.
My Horny Aunt. I have an 18-year-old nephew, and it's a hard ribbon on the typewriter. I have an 18-year-old nephew, and I just think he is the sexiest thing on God's earth. I had him when he was younger, and I want him again. That's how it starts off.
Oh,
sort of crazy stories for a guy looking to get out on parole.
I talked to him about some of that stuff. I told him he needs to just not get in any trouble there or do anything that would make him look, like he's not sincere or anything. And I think I mentioned stories, too, that he's got to actually be who you say or you really are if you don't expect to get out of there.
Yeah, you got to be who you say you are. Well, so he's not being who he says he is he?
Back then, I don't know about now. He just almost got his high school education. He's on his last 12 chapters of math.
But who does he say he is?
Well, I meant like the fights that he used to get in down in prison. I told him you can't be doing that anymore. If, you know, because that will go against him. He's got to, like, get his education and do whatever they say to do.
What kind of trouble has he gotten in prison?
Well, he threw dirt at somebody one time, or a few things that got him in trouble.
Has he ever been in trouble for rape or sodomy in prison?
None that I'm aware of. I don't think he never told me about anything, but who would want to tell you that?
Well, it might be part of public record, you know.
Oh. Yeah, I never heard of anything like that. I know that goes on down there.
Oh, yeah, sure. But who does he say he is? Does he say he's a Christian?
Yeah, he says he is.
But then he writes this kind of stuff like My Horny Aunt.
That was afterwards that he became a Christian, apparently.
Oh, really?
That's what he says.
Yeah, it's hard to believe.
He became a Christian.
What?
I said that he said he was one, well, maybe in the last few years.
It's sort of hard to believe, isn't it?
Yeah, because my ex-husband said he was sent to jail for raping my 13-year-old daughter, and he's come out of there. Oh, I'm a Christian now, and that was what he wanted everybody to think he was, and he's still as bad as when he went in.
Why? What happened?
Well, he just raped my 13-year-old daughter.
Yeah, I mean, but when he came out, did he rape someone again?
No, he was just the same person to me. He was just still saying that he couldn't be with me and he had to be with his wife. That's what the Bible said. And he said he was trying to be all straight and everything and go down there and sees her on the side and comes back up here to me, you know.
Oh, so he was...
So he didn't change any.
So he was screwing around with both of you?
He called me right from her bedroom. Apparently is what I find out from her.
And how long ago was this?
Well, this was back in 90.
Huh.
He just left and never came back, which is good.
Is that before you were a Baptist?
That was when I was one, just beginning to be one. See, so I know that some people want the world to think they're switched over and God came into their life. That's usually what happens in prisons, where they say...
Right, everyone's innocent and everyone's religious in prison.
Yeah.
But you were a Baptist and you were screwing around on the Lord, right?
No, I was married when I was with somebody, except for my last relationship.
Oh, I thought you said your husband was screwing around with, he got out of prison after raping your 13-year-old daughter and then he was still screwing around with you?
Well, he was trying to. I just didn't want nothing to do with him anymore after that. I couldn't believe anything he said, and in my heart, I don't think I really forgive him for that.
How could you still be friends with someone that raped your daughter, though?
I wasn't. He just kind of come around and saying he's always religious thing, he changed, and I never believed it.
Oh, I thought you just told me, though, you were screwing around with him, and he was screwing around with...
He was trying to.
Oh, so you... But you...
There's no way I could have did that, and that other thought not running my mind.
Sure.
My daughter, you know.
Sure.
They come before anybody.
Right.
But see, he was doing it for a year before I even knew about it.
What, screwing your daughter?
Yeah, and I didn't find out till a year later and when she told me. And then he just took off California and they arrested him before he got out of town.
So what did he get arrested for? Rape or child molestation or what?
Rape, but he only spent 6 months.
Only 6 months, huh?
Yeah, I can never figure that, but... if it was me, I'd been in there for 20 years.
Why is that?
I mean, you know, some people get away with things, some don't.
So have you ever thought about raping someone?
No.
I mean, but you were molested when you were younger. Have you ever thought about revenge?
No. I'm surprised I haven't, but I am totally opposite than what I was raised at.
Do you think you sort of live vicariously through these serial killers and their sort of sadistic revenge type of things?
I don't know if I lived through them, but my only thing was just being their friend. I don't think about anything else with any of them.
It's got to be sort of hard not to think about their crimes, though.
Oh, yeah, I think about that, but I don't think of anything else.
What do you mean, anything else? Like what?
I don't think of any romantic things with any of them.
Except for James.
Yeah.
You're married to him.
Yeah.
And you married him through the mail without ever meeting him or talking to him on the phone.
Yeah.
So how did romantic things come into your head with him?
How do they?
How did they? Yeah, you said you don't think of those things.
Well, I just felt, I can't explain how I felt. He was just different than anybody to me. And I felt, I don't know, a bond with him some way that I haven't really felt for a long time with anyone. I can't explain it in words, but I don't know. He's just different to me. And I've been writing some of them for 3 years, so.
So when I asked you if you, you said you don't think about this stuff or whatever, but you have to sort of, that's how you know Richard Ramirez is through his crimes. You don't know him through being a nice guy.
Yeah, well, I think of them.
What?
I said I think of their crimes. I already know, I knew all their crimes before I wrote to them. Because I was, like I said, I was writing that book, but then I changed my mind.
But doesn't that sort of excite you, or isn't it exciting to talk to these kind of criminals?
Yeah, it's exciting to talk to them, but I just like to know them from the other side of, not their crimes, but them as a person.
So you feel you can change them into good people?
I don't think I can do that. I don't think I can do that. All I can do is that they would know that someone would help or care about them, is all.
So have you ever read about any of these crimes or seen any of these crimes and gotten sexually excited?
No. I don't know. That kind of stuff don't excite me, really.
Some of the, they say, like one of the top women fantasies is a fun rape or, you know, being manhandled.
Yeah, like the bad boy type of person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So does that get you off?
No, I don't. I just don't think of that kind of stuff with them.
I don't mean with them.
If I did, I'd be pretty busy with all them. My my whole life would be a fantasy.
Well, it sort of sounds like that. You know, it sounds like you got this good fantasy going. You know, I mean.
Yeah, I'm just a good Christian person that cares about people. I don't know. Since I wasn't so cared for when I was younger, I thought, well, maybe I can. And I couldn't really do anything when I was younger or talk or I'd be hit or something, you know. So I just decided since I couldn't do anything now, I can at least help somebody.
Well, there's
if it's a book of stamps or a letter or.
Well, there's something that feeds your need. Yeah, because I don't think anyone does it purely. You know, just out of, you know, everyone's greedy or has some, there's something motivating you to write them. And it's not just.
It was the book.
Pardon me?
It was the book I was going to write because I was going to enclose what they wrote in my book, but after I got written to them, I didn't, and I built their trust. I couldn't turn around and sneak behind their back.
You ever think.
I'm afraid of them.
You ever think someday you will write that book?
Yeah. I just don't know when or what I'm going to write now. It's already done. I just haven't done anything with it.
And have any of these killers given you good information?
No, none of them told me anything, really, other than Arthur saying that he screwed up. But he didn't say he didn't go into detail with it.
And so you don't feel odd that, you know, your daughter was raped at 13. You were raped at what age were you raped?
17, and when I was a kid, actually, 4.
And you were molested from the time you were 4 until when?
Probably 8.
So you were molested when you were 4 to 8. You were raped at 18. Your daughter was raped at 13. But then you have, like, your 19-year-old daughter writing a rapist and a murderer.
Well, yeah, that was her choice. I let them make their own.
Yeah, I hear you. But you, I mean, still, you were a rape victim, and you're writing these rapists and murderers.
Yeah.
Don't you think that's sort of odd-sounding?
I don't know. I'm just interested in all... I've always been interested in crime and why people do what they do, and I don't know. I'm just interested that why they would even do that in the first place. And I don't know if I thought they'd ever tell me anything, but...
Well, I think that's you're trying to look into the mind of people who maybe have attacked you, sort of. Why would you do this, huh?
Yeah, that might be it.
You see, I don't necessarily...
guilty for something that really wasn't my fault, you know.
What?
I said I might feel guilty in ways for what happened to me when I was younger, even though none of that was my fault. I was only a kid. But I just feel like I didn't get the help I needed, and that I turned out okay. The others didn't, apparently, the ones I ride. And I just feel like maybe there's some way I can help them, since I never got the help. I don't know what I'm doing. I just ride them, and I can't really not back out of it in now.
Oh, sure you could.
Well, I could, but that's not who I am. If I say I'll do something, I do it.
Well, that's something. I guess it's a strange story you got, that's for sure.
Yeah, I'm strange, I know.
Well, I am too. In no way am I passing judgment on you. I just think it sounds strange. You know, it's something that I have to put my mind around. It's a strange story.
Yeah, I've always known it was strange. But
so, where is your author's page?
It's on the bottom, my very bottom.
Of what?
Oh, on the book that I sent you?
Yeah, but what website is it?
I just sent it to your email.
Oh, but where's your author's... Oh, you mean the paper, the piece of paper?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't have a website or anything?
No, I just put it on the Lulu site and the one I sent to you.
Oh, so it is on the Lulu site?
Yeah.
Only
the preview of Chapter 8. I think you can probably read the whole thing, though. I don't know how they work.
Oh, yeah, well, you should make it so you can't read it and so people have to pay for it.
Yeah, when you did it, did you have to pay it?
No, it's free.
Did they send you a book?
Well, I paid for the book.
Okay, I didn't know how much that cost. So.
Depends on how many pages. It'll tell you. You're a computer repair person. That should be easy for you.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that ISBN numbers, but they don't. Except only credit card and PayPal, and I don't know how to send it other way. But no one's emailed me back.
So. Well, you'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Find those James poems and stuff, and let's, because we didn't really talk about James too much.
No.
And I'd like just you to be able to tell me his story.
Okay.
And I'll call you tomorrow night and just tell me what the book is in a summary of what the book is and how you feel he's innocent.
Okay.
Or he tells you you're innocent, and let's talk about that book and him.
Okay, are you going to read it?
Yeah. Before I call you? Yeah, tomorrow, yeah. I'm going to read stuff right now.
Okay.
You got to, you know what? Did you ever hear William Bonin's music?
No, I didn't listen to it. I heard he had a book, too.
I've got a bunch of his music.
Does he sound all right?
You know, I don't think any of them sound all right. I think it's funny to hear a serial killer sing, though.
Yeah, and Charlie Manson is supposed to be still thinking he's a...
Well, Charlie Manson isn't a serial killer.
No, I don't see him that way either.
I see him as a prophet.
Yeah, I don't think he's a killer. I don't even know why he's still in there, but... I don't even understand because he didn't do anything, actually.
That's right. So let's free Charlie before James Monroe.
Yeah.
You're with that?
Yeah, Charlie didn't do anything.
Exactly. And James did.
But I wrote Charlie, never wrote back.
Have you ever gotten in contact with James' victims? Family?
I wrote a letter to the Wells family, but they never wrote back.
How do you have their address?
Let's see, how did I get that? I think James gave it to me.
Oh, interesting.
I wrote to them and talked to them about losing a son because I lost one and just... But I never heard back from them.
Well, if you want to pass that address along to me, I'd like to write to them.
Okay, I'll find out where I put that.
And then I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Right on.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, Jan.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
You've been listening to The Crime Cast, The Daily Crime Cast. And make sure to check out skcentral.com for more on crime, or murderauction.com.